The greatest lies I've ever believed were actually those created by me. You are not good enough, and you're certainly not worthy of love. Your worth is determined by your weight, by your looks and your likes, and the number of times that you've been swiped right. But even if someone were to actually fall for you, they'd fall right through, because there's really nothing to you. You have no substance, there's nothing there. You blend into the background like grains of sand in a sea of beige. You have no special abilities, no talent, and no quality, which is why you're not accepted. You deserve to be rejected. There's nothing you can say or do that will ever make anyone really like you. As much as you go along, you don't belong, and you are not part. You'll always be a part, alone. The greatest lies I've ever believed are those I've whispered in my own ears bitterly. As I lie in my bed trying to sleep, the lies go straight to my head and straight to my heart. You're never going to start. You're never going to move. You're just gonna stand there stuck in your own mess. You'll never improve and you'll never create any art. Who told you that you could ever inspire? What on earth made you aim higher? Just to crash to the ground, flat on your nose. That right there, that is your pose. That's your position, flawed by your failures and your stupid ambitions. Whoever said you could dance? There's no chance you will ever make it. When it's make it or break it, this is going to break you. It's true, you better stay down, you better stay low, because the spotlights are on, but this isn't your show. And everyone else on the stage thinks you are caged, wrapped in your own thoughts, bent inward, uncaring, not genuine, presenting and performing a manufactured self without any trace of real feeling. The greatest lies I've ever believed were actually those created by me. But are they any less real because they reside mostly inside me? They might just be voices in my head, but I too wish those sounds were just a little less loud. And I wish the voices in my head were saying other things instead. But when I listen closely, when I feel the beat, when I hold my hands up and I admit defeat, under all the clamour and noise, I can hear another voice. Flaring up in the midst of the storm, and this voice is growing, and the voice is bright, and this voice is truth, and it's shedding light as it says, you are enough. You are more than enough. You don't need to be weighed and evaluated by someone else's standards, because you stand elevated. From the moment the world was created, you were loved with a love so vast, the whole universe cannot contain it. A whole galaxy of stars is dim compared with its shadow. You need to know you were known and you were loved with love as bright as day, way before you even saw the light of day. Your worth is not contingent. It is not dependent or hinged on something else. Your value is intrinsic. It cannot be removed or lost, used up or diminished. You are unique. You were not just copy-pasted. Nothing in you is wasted. Your presence and personality contribute to reality like nothing else can and no one else will. You are beauty in motion, a storm in the making. You're an unstoppable force of nature. And when you're forced down, you get up, you grow, you overcome and overthrow whatever wants to keep you low. You overrun every obstacle, outrun every enemy, break through barriers, blaze trails for others. You can climb the highest peaks, and when you need to, you level mountains. Is galvanized to touch those who are ostracized with genuine kindness. You couldn't care less because you are not careless. You actually care. You reach out a hand you're ready to share, and you're brave enough to be yourself along the way. And as this voice thunders gently on, I'm coming to know the truth. And all these lies I've ever believed, all the ways I have ever deceived, are being exposed. The axe is poised at the source, and the voice keeps digging down into my deepest grounds. And as the lies are uprooted, maybe the truth will become rooted deep into the earth of the beliefs about me. Maybe the seeds of being beauty in motion, being loved and known and unstoppable force of nature, will become a whole forest of trees I can walk through with the conviction that I've been made to be both beautiful and free, preciously treasured, immeasurably loved, loving and caring and fierce like the sea. Yes, I am exchanging the greatest lies I've ever believed with this conviction that I have been made divinely loved.